how did this referendum in New Zealand come about?
Well, the referendum's an agreement with the Green Party and the Labor Party, who are part of the governing coalition, along with New Zealand First. And the three of them together have agreed to have the referendum. I think some people here would rather they had just passed the law and done it, but it is what it is, and it's certainly a great opportunity for us here to pass this referendum and bring in what we think is one of the best forms of legalisation that has yet been devised.
Do you want to tell us about the details of the New Zealand laws? What will be legal in New Zealand if it passes?
We have a fairly strict form of prohibition in New Zealand at the moment. We did, up till fairly recently, had the world's highest arrest rate for cannabis, and the police really did put a lot of emphasis into it. And that has shifted in recent years. And in fact, there was an amendment put into our drug laws last year in advance of the referendum, which has effectively decriminalised possession of all drugs in small amounts by making the police only proceed with the prosecution if there is a public health interest that overrides giving them some help or treatment or leaving them alone. So that in itself, you know, and that applies to all substances and really makes the healthy approach rather than, you know, law enforcement and criminal prosecution. So that's been a huge change. Little known, done without fanfare, and wasn't controversial. And they've also legalized medical cannabis. It's similar to the Australian approach, but we think they've learned a few things, and it's only just taken effect in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, it does remain to be seen how much we can build out here. But we think they've actually learnt a few things from some of the blockages in Australia and the overtly corporate approach. And there's a bit more built in here to encourage a local industry that can actually get products in front of patients. But really, it's still going to be quite tough. And it is a pharmaceutical approach. And most patients are really wanting the referendum to pass because, like in other places as well, the medical scheme won't allow access for everyone, or it might keep products a bit more expensive than what perhaps a lot of people might want to pay. It'd be fine for some, I'm sure, but the referendum, making cannabis legal for everyone, that's what's going to increase medical access and bring down prices for medical users as well as adult users, and increase the range of products that they can access too, without having to necessarily go to a doctor to get a prescription. They'll be able to go into a shop and get it over the counter. So that's a lot of the support for it here. And an example of that is that under our medical scheme here, patients are not allowed to grow their own. They are allowed to go to a doctor, any doctor, and get it prescribed. There's no specialist required. They can then go to any pharmacy and get the product fulfilled from there, but they can't grow their own. But when the referendum passes, or if it passes, when it passes, patients will be able to grow their own under that scheme, as will any adult.
How many plants will they be allowed to grow? What will the regulations say on that?
Well, it'll be 2 plants per adult, maximum of 4 per household is the number. And you've got to be aged over 20. And they can't be visible from the public area, so not in your front garden. And you'll be able to go into a shop and buy seeds. You'll also be able to buy cuttings or live plants and take them home and grow them. And they've even put in rules and regulations about how when you move home, you can put them in your car and drive across town with them and things like that. So they've kind of thought of everything, and they've even got rules about the packaging that these plants have to come in, so that when you leave the shop, they're not visible to people as you're walking down the road with the plant in your carry bag and things. So they've really actually put a lot of thought into the details of it. But the gist of it is you'll be able to grow your own, or if you're an adult, you'll also be able to go to a shop and buy it, and those shops will be licensed in a similar way to alcohol type licensing, and the places where you can use it will be controlled in a similar way to tobacco, in that you have smoking areas and non-smoking areas and things like that. But the way that they're giving out these licenses, that's the really interesting bit. They've made social equity the central part of it, and they're divvying up or dividing up the total market share. So again, you can always grow your own, but in terms of the products that are sold in shops, they're dividing up that based on social equity principles, And so if you're just in it for the money, you're not going to get a license. You have to partner with community organizations. You have to do good in your community, and then you'll get one. But not only that, given that they're dividing it up like a quota, so you need to be the best if you want to get to win that license, because if you only do the minimum that you think to get it, someone else might put in an application that is better than yours, and then they're going to get it. So it creates this incentive for everyone to try and do, you know, be the best operator, not cause any problems, do all these socially good things, return their profits to the local communities, partner with local organizations to create local jobs and these sorts of things. And that's what's going to get you the license. But if you're just saying, oh, I'm going to import all this stuff and just make a whole lot of money or whatever it is, or whatever, you know, you're not going to get it. So we think they've actually done a really good job of coming up with a model that is going to that people who don't consume cannabis are going to see the benefit from it. They're going to see that legalization is going to help everyone, not just the people that consume cannabis, but everyone else as well, by really spreading those benefits and keeping those benefits in local communities.
How the vote will go, have you got sort of free polling on that?
Well, it's been a little bit volatile, dynamic, shall I say. Some polls show us leading quite comfortably. Some polls show us worryingly behind. So we think there's a lot of difference in the way that the question is worded, or what might have been in the news that week, or that kind of thing. But one thing that is quite clear is that the more information people have, the more likely they are to support the yes vote, support legalization. And people that say that they don't know much about it tend to more vote no. And so that's a key part of us, is we don't even necessarily need to persuade people. We just need to get to make sure that just even basic information, it will be licensed, it will be restricted to people over 20, you won't be able to drive after you're high, you know, just very basic information, and then all of a sudden people are prepared to vote yes. So it's not a super complicated campaign that we're running. It's really just about getting information out there to people, knowing that actually that's not that all that we have to do, but that's the most effective thing we can do, is just support the flow of good information, and if we just do that, people will vote for it.